Hello everyone, this is Dr. Vishal Rao here again at our HCG's podcast channel. Today we will be talking to you about a very interesting aspect about smoking and cancer. Well, most of us may say this is a very boring topic because there's so much that has been spoken about it that it puts you off to sleep. So let me see how I can make this entire topic a little more interesting for you. You know, sometime back, I had a patient who came to me who had throat cancer because of smoking, and he was not able to comprehend the fact that smoking had caused cancer. He was still curious to know, does smoking cause cancer? He said, is it really true that tobacco can cause cancer? Because there's still so much of debate around it. So first of all, let me just on a lighter note tell you that every puff of tobacco comprises of more than 7,000 chemicals, of which at least 60 to 70 have been proven to be carcinogens to humans. That means they can produce cancer. Now, if you see in every puff of smoke, there are carcinogens like nickel, arsenic, chromium, cadmium, radioactive plutonium, nitrosamines, formaldehydes, aldehydes. We've got radioactive plutoniums. We've got several of chemicals, benzopyrenes and others, which are lethally harmful. Now imagine this, with every puff, the puff and the chemicals enter into your lungs and from there into your circulation and reach out to every single cell in your body. So tobacco is a conglomerate of several chemicals that actually can be lethal to your and harmful to your body. So it has been well known that both chewing as well as smoking tobacco, whether it's a BD or a cigarette, can be harmful and primarily produce three main diseases: heart diseases, lung diseases, or cancer. Then the question that a lot of my friends who are smokers argue with me is that, but I've been smoking for 10 years, so I don't have cancer. And I've had a friend whose grandfather was a smoker for 30 years. He didn't get cancer. So how do you explain this? Well, there's a very simple explanation which I would like to share with all of you, that smoking does not help you live longer enough to get cancer most of the times, which means that a smoker may not live long itself enough to get cancer. To get cancer, you need to live long enough. And only when you live long enough may you get cancer. Lot of them succumb much earlier because of heart attacks and other ailments. So those anecdotes of people saying that he has survived for so many years but has still not got cancer may be a statistical outlier of a small category of patients or people who don't get diseases, but they will be transferring the defective genes from their system to their progeny, to their future generations. The second aspect in this kind of a thing is, how does smoking produce cancers? Because these carcinogens are constantly working. So in chewing tobacco, you see that a person constantly chews tobacco and keeps it in his mouth and thereafter gets the tumor within a shorter span of time as compared to smoking. So it's very important for all of you today that while we know that smoking and tobacco is bad, I would like to re-emphasize one aspect of this, that the harms of tobacco are significant. But you need to also know that you can come out of this topic, you can come out of this habit. The one point that I would like to additionally emphasize here is, often I tell it on a lighter note that the willpower is lesser than will's power. The smoking habits can actually have a more addictive impact on you. So it's not just about your willpower. A lot of the times my friends keep coming and telling me that I've been influencing my family member, but he doesn't seem to quit. Why can't he quit tobacco? Why doesn't he have the willpower to quit tobacco? My friends, nicotine is the most powerful and addictive substance that has been known to humankind. It is more powerful and addictive than cocaine itself or heroin, 1,000 times more. So it's not easy to quit tobacco. Because once a person gets addicted to nicotine, it takes much beyond willpower alone to quit tobacco. And that is why it is very important to understand that be smart, don't start. And that is something that is in your hands. Remember that you are the product for the tobacco industry. Oftentimes when a patient comes into my OPD, I ask them, who are these people who are sitting next to you? Are they your relatives or are they people of the tobacco company that sold you that cigarette or that chewing tobacco? And they very, very, very heavily say, this is my family member, this is my wife, this is my son, this is my daughter, or this is my friend or my relatives. I ask them, where is that person who sold you that particular packet all this while? Why has he not come today? Because he has earned thousands, lakhs and millions from you. And they said, sir, why would he come? He made his money and went out. My friends, this is the reality, that when you are in your hospital, you have only your near and dear ones with you, not those people who sell that product. The people who sell that product have made their money out of it, have used you as a product and walk out. Remember this, that you are the product. And the first step in quitting for you is to know that you are the product. And why would you want yourself to be used as a product made benefit of for somebody else's profit? Think about it for a second. Point number two. Each one of them says, I want to quit tobacco, but how do I do it? How is it so complex? I must tell you on a very lighter note. You know, I was invited for one of my friends' dinner one of these days, some time back. He is a Bollywood director. He told me that, on a lighter note, when we were chatting, he told me, Vishal, I will not introduce you as a doctor because in our circles, DJ has more value than DR. So he told me, he said, Vishal, I will just talk to you as Vishal. So he introduced me to all his friend circles there at the dinner meeting. And I was being spoken about, and we were chatting with a few of the friends when one of them approached me. This gentleman was a well-known director. He was chatting up with me and he was speaking to me about his life. You know, the interesting part about Bollywood is they want to tell you about who they are, and little did they want to know about who you are. So he kept talking to me about his stories, about his work and some very interesting aspects when he lit up a cigarette. And the first two puffs were on my face and I was feeling a little uncomfortable. So I turned to him and he could appreciate the discomfort I was experiencing. So he turned to me with that cigarette and said, why don't you also enjoy a puff? And I said, sorry, I don't smoke. He said, you should enjoy life because we live only once and it's better to enjoy all these things across. Why are you struggling? Why don't you enjoy life? And I smiled to him and I said, I agree with you. He says, but I've never tried smoking. Anyway, our conversation had few discussions in it. Towards the end, I took out my visiting card and I gave it to him and I said, if you ever need me for any help, please do remember me. He was terribly embarrassed, upset. He looked at my card and he realized that, why is this man not told me that he's an oncologist before? Then he told me with great dismay, saying, you could have told me that you are a doctor, you are an oncologist, I would not have spoken all this. I told him, you had your share of fun for that first few minutes, let me have my share of fun. But 6 months later, this gentleman remembered me because he developed a swelling in the neck. He came, waited, got his test done, spent a few hours in the hospitals, and luckily for him, it was tuberculosis of the neck. It was not a cancer. But that day he quit it. He came back to me and told me something very beautiful. He said, in the parties, we get a lot of people who enjoy with us, who spend time with us, who talk to us, all great philosophies, like what he told me, that you live only once, enjoy life. But when you get your ailments, it is only your near and dear ones that you are depending on. You are on your own, dealing with your financial burdens, and at that time you have nobody to talk to. The point, my friends, I'm trying to tell you is, it's very easy to talk all these things when you are in a party, when you are with a group of friends and make fun and laugh. But when you are in our position, in our chair, as an oncologist, as a doctor, you realize what are the things you could have done to prevent some of these. And this is what I would like to reemphasize to you, that yes, this is the time for you to quit. Do not become a product for somebody else. Please reclaim your life, your health. And that is something that you can do. The best way is to be smart and not start. Best way is to talk to a friend or a family member and help him quit these tobaccos. Now the question is, I'm a smoker. I want to quit tobacco. How do I quit my habit? Well, it's not complex. And let me take you through one or two steps simple on this. Step one, which I must tell you. Step one is, every time that you feel like smoking, first thing, remember, take a good deep breath through your abdomen. So remember, your urge to smoke also comes from your urge to breathe. And that's why a lot of them who like to take that puff, take that deep, what they call the drag, the deep drag. And that comes from the deep desire to breathe. So instead of that, take a good, simple, deep breath to the lungs. And you will realize that the oxygen that fills your lung will replace the demand for nicotine. Simple. Second step, take one or two glasses of warm water or simple water immediately. That will help flush away a lot of the nicotine-related urge receptors and make you feel better. And third, if you feel every time that you are a chain smoker, if you feel the urge, do some activity that engages you. Now, this is very, very important to understand, that you need to understand what triggers your urge for smoking. It is not about why you should quit. We all know why you should quit. What is it that makes you smoke? Is it that work burden? Is it that stress that a new work came up? Is it that some pressure from your boss? Or is it some family pressure? Is it some kind of an issue that triggers you every day? Remember, every one of you has that specific trigger because of which you remember to smoke. Now, I'll explain this a little more in detail to you. How does it fool you? Every time that I get a stress, I get another particular complication that has happened, I get stressed, I go and take a cigarette and I take a puff. The nicotine in my blood helps me secrete adrenaline so that I get strength and I get some amount of confidence to deal with the problem. So which means if I have an ambient level of confidence of 8, nicotine gives me additional 2 points to take it to 10. But that is temporary. Now, that is what happens with a smoker. So for you, what happens to you is, instead of that particular thing, if you were be able to avoid that particular stress, because if after what it happens, after what nicotine does, after it gives you the 10, is it takes you to minus 5. That means it takes you again weaker. That means the urge that comes to you, now your confidence level, which was 8, has become 5. So now you are getting frustrated the next time the problem comes in. So you want to take 2 more drags. Now you are frustrated. So you want to take 2 more drags because your confidence level has come to 5. And at that juncture, you will realize that nicotine is giving you a false sense of confidence. Because in that puff, again, it is giving you the 2 points. It's taking you to 7 while your ambient level was 8. So remember, it is fooling your mind. All you need to know with your own confidence is you can beat that stress by a good breath of water, by a good breath of air or a glass of water, rather than taking that puff of cigarette and taking adrenaline artificially induced by the nicotine. This is a simple tip I'm giving you to tell you how nicotine fools your brains to assume that you can better deal with the stress by smoking than without smoking. Today, as a surgeon, every day I face with a complication, a difficulty, a problem. I have my own ways of keeping myself alert and dealing with the problem rather than taking that puff of cigarette that gives me the adrenaline surge. Please remember this. Second point, oftentimes we smoke when we drink. Remember, alcohol is a great solvent, that it dissolves the chemicals further of these carcinogens to penetrate it, and that's why people who smoke and drink together have higher chances of cancer. So please be aware that you are damaging your system double when you smoke and drink together. Lastly, I would like to sign off by telling you that if you feel that you are not able to quit even with these simple measures, do not hesitate to take an online consultation with a psychologist. In most centers across the world, there are psychologists available to give you online help and give you some simple medications like a nicotine patch or some other specific medications to help you address this particular problem. And that would be the biggest gift that you can give to your health. Do not hesitate to reach out to anybody else. There's a very nice program called the Allen Care Program, which has been talking about how to quit in simple ways. Buy that book today and read about it, and it will help you in simple ways to quit smoking without getting yourself troubled, nagged, or getting yourself frustrated. This is Dr. Vishal Rao signing off on helping you quit smoking today. Thank you.
adding life to years.